I think once again we have these readings that are maybe a little bit difficult to understand, especially if we don't understand the context, the situation where they fall within the Bible. But just with all of these words from St. Luke about what Jesus is talking about at the end of time, you know, it's kind of like when we're in class, your teacher gives you homework and say, go home and read this assignment or study these things because one day next week we're going to have a test. But your teacher doesn't tell you exactly which day the test is going to come, but you have to be ready for it whenever the test is given. This is what Jesus is teaching us in this, that one day the day will come where we have to face Jesus and make an attestment for our actions. So he's saying, just be ready because one day the test will come. Right there in the center is where, like, coming to the center of this, the main point. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. Part of our life as a disciple of Jesus, as a Christian, as one who follows Jesus, we follow him in his example. And when we look at the crucifix, when we look at what he did with his life, he gave his life away so that somebody else could live, so that all of us could have life. And when we're born, we have a natural tendency to be selfish, to be self-protective, to think only about what I want and what's good for me. And as we learn about Jesus, as we learn about the virtues, as we learn about the fruits of the Spirit and really what our life as a disciple should be, right? A fruit is not for himself. The fruit is meant to feed somebody else. The gifts, the talents that you have are meant to help other people. And so we have to fight against that urge to be selfish, to think only about myself. And so that's what we pray for, that grace, so that we can understand the gifts that we have received, so that we can use them to help other people, just like Christ did through his entire life, but especially his life in the Passion and his death. We want to imitate him by surrendering everything for somebody else. And then in that first reading from the Book of Wisdom, it says, all men were by nature foolish who were in ignorance of God, who from studying the works did not discern the artist. And so what he's saying here, and it kind of goes together, what he's saying is that when we look at the trees, when we look at the birds, when we look at nature, when we just look at each other, we should be able to tell that God exists, that there's something greater than us in this world. And what he's saying is the sin is that we don't acknowledge God. Whether we take all the credit for ourselves, or we place prominence, we give first place in our lives to something or someone else, and we don't give it to God. That's what he says is the foolish. That we don't think like God thinks. And St. Paul tells us the same thing in Romans chapter 1. But he's saying in this reading, you know, this is before electronics, before all of our technology, but they still had the temptation to look at the things of the world as the most important. And they would kind of hoard them. They would keep them for themselves. And this is why we always give the caution about the technology in our lives, because it can kind of take over our life. Even if you don't use it for bad things, it can still become the most important thing in your life. And if we don't have our phone or our device, we kind of get all irritated. Or if we're younger, maybe if we lose our favorite toy, like we just get sad and we have a bad attitude because we put too much importance on the things of the world and we forget to think about God. That was a warning in the first reading, and it's a warning for us today. Because if we do recognize God as the giver of everything, and that he is most important in my life, and that even my life is a gift from him, then I should have excitement. I should be happy to follow Jesus and to not be selfish and to be greedy, but to practice those fruits of the Spirit where I look out for other people before I look out for myself. And this is where he talks about losing our life. But Jesus says that so when we lose our life, that's when we actually find it. And so think about your life today. What kind of charitable acts, what good things can you do for each other? Whether you can help somebody when you hold the door open, or you give somebody a compliment, or someone's having a bad day, you can encourage them. Someone drops a piece of paper or a pencil, you can help them pick it up. You can do things to look out for each other. And this is where our lives as disciples should be. That we don't focus on ourselves, we don't worry about ourselves first, but we try to follow Jesus and look out for the other people around us. This is what Christ is inviting us today. So ask yourself and ask Jesus to help you to see those opportunities where you can put yourself last and put somebody else first.